And then they saw me in a bra, and that was it.
What's going on, Pearl Jam nerds? You're listening to Single Podcast Theory. I'm Brad Lyons.
And I am Brad Plazek.
You sounded kind of chesty there, bud.
Sound a little rough?
Yeah.
I feel a little chesty.
What's going on? A little sinus infection?
Yeah, I do not have the COVID.
No,
thankfully. I was freaking out. I was at work and I started feeling like, am I getting sick? You know how you get that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Feel it like in my nose and my back of my throat. And I'm like, oh God, I hope I'm not getting sick. And I hope it's not COVID. And the next day I was like, I have COVID. So I called in sick, went to the doctor, got the old nasal swab.
Yep.
And it was not COVID. It was just a sinus infection. So
yeah,
it's been fun the last week or two.
I had to get tested for the first time from possibly being around someone. So that was the first time where I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
My test was negative, obviously.
Good. Did they tell you within like 15 minutes? I had the 15 minute results. Mm-mm. Test. Thankfully, I thought it was going to be a couple of days.
Yeah, I had to sit and spin out about it until the next morning.
Yeah, when I called, they were like, can you come in today? I was like, yeah. And they said something. And I'm like, you could tell me today? And they were like, yeah, we got tests that could tell you within 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Just a sinus infection. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say, if you're worried about that test, just go get it. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, man.
They stick the Q-tip up your nose. It wasn't comfortable.
No.
But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Definitely my eyes were watery, for sure.
Mm.
Felt a little burny for a minute, but it wasn't that bad.
No.
Well, this is not a podcast about our near brushes with the vid. This is a Pearl Jam podcast. If it's your first time listening, welcome. And this week, what are we on? Episode 154. Heyo.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to be discussing, or I guess ranking, the album openers, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
This is something that I was like, easy. And then I sat down to make the list and was like,
uh-huh.
Not, it was still easy, but not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Yeah. I have that like real like loyalty thing where I'm like, I love this song. I can't put it down low.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I had to keep reminding myself this is based on my favorite album openers, not my favorite songs, not for the purposes of opening an album, this is my ranking.
Yeah.
That's how I
I kind of looked at it too, like how is this track rank as opening an album, not just
as a song.
Which of these songs are my favorite?
Yep. Cuz some of my songs at the end of my list, I love those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the first thing, right? There's not a song. There's not an album opener that I don't like as a song.
Right, right.
So
there's no skippers.
No. That's why this is a weird list to make, and it was fun to do. So we'll get into that in a little bit. If you'd like to email the show, you can email singlepodcasttheory@gmail.com. You can say hey on social media. And if you'd like to support the show, head over to patreon.com, patreon.com/singlepodcasttheory. And speaking of emails, do you want to go ahead and get into them?
Can we talk about Patreon for a second?
Yeah.
Because we got a few new patrons.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, and I did want to say, we're sorry, I guess. Sorry? How do you say it? We apologize for being late.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A week late with this episode. Me getting sick did not help. And
it was just kind of one thing after another.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were going to try and get it out a few days late, and then stuff just shit came up, and so.
Yeah, it's like I forgot how close, like we're in the holidays now.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of hit me out of nowhere on top of everything else. Ugh, I don't like the holidays. I'm one of those guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of our U.S. listeners.
That's right.
Thanksgiving's coming up in a few days.
It's true. Hope you're enjoying a couple days off.
Yes. I had some time to kill, so I took this week off.
Hell yeah, man.
So, and can I give... Oh, boy. I should have done this. I want to give a shout-out.
Okay.
Scott Milham.
What's the shout-out for?
He called me.
Oh, sweet.
Out of the blue. And it was just funny because I picked up the... I saw, like, Scott from Facebook Messenger audio. Like, my phone was ringing. I'm like, what is this? Because I don't ever use that.
Right.
But I guess you can call people over Messenger.
Oh, right on.
And I picked up. I'm like, hello? Because I'm thinking it's spam, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, hello, Brad Blazek. How you doing? And he's from New Zealand, so he's got the accent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is this? And I'm thinking it's like, he keeps talking. And I'm like, the way he's talking, and he said my whole name, I'm like, is this like some weird recording or like a spam phone call?
Right.
You know? And because it didn't say his last name. If it had said his last name, I would have recognized him from like emails and stuff.
Sure.
But anyway, but we ended up talking for like 45 minutes.
Hell yeah.
It was pretty cool. He was like, I saw the little green button next to your name, and I thought, I'm going to call this guy.
And, that's great.
It was funny because it was almost like 11:30 at night. And I think he said it was like 6 o'clock. I don't know how far ahead time was. I think it was like dinner time for him.
Right.
But it was that thing of like, after like 15 minutes, he's like, well, I'm going to let you go. I know you're probably busy or whatever. And
then you were like, mama, 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 mama.
Yes, exactly.
Let me tell you about this. Have you ever seen that movie? What's that movie? With the guy, you know, it's got the guy and he does the thing. Oh, I can't believe you don't know this movie, Lions. Did you do that to him?
No.
Okay.
No, I did. We're not at that point yet in our relationship.
First conversation. I get that.
But it was cool. It was pretty cool. And my daughter was there, so she was just kind of like, who is this guy? I'm like, I don't know.
That's cool, man.
No, but it was cool. So, yeah, Scott, if you're still listening. But, yeah, we talked about everything. We got deep.
Wow. Everything, huh? So you guys figure out religion.
Yes.
Culture in general. Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's cool. Well, we don't want to skip over the new patrons.
New patrons. We need to give them a shout out.
Yep.
Catherine Tisch, David LePage, and Tom Lee Hay, returning patron.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much.
Really appreciate it. Busy week for us there on the old Patreon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really appreciate it. Especially coming into the holidays. Guys.
Totally. Yeah.
It's great. Well then let's jam on some emails. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. First email is from Tim Smith. Hey, Brads, I hope you are both well and sending best wishes for the election on Tuesday. It's been a few weeks since we've recorded, so it's being followed with great interest in Australia and probably the world over. We're all holding our breath that it will be a decisive victory for Biden with no trouble or violence as a result. Well, there hasn't been much violence.
No.
Yeah. But
not yet.
Ooh. Brad Lyon. Don't put that on us. Is it coming?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't think it is, but listen, man. At this point, if I woke up in the morning and found out a bunch of violence had broken out somewhere, unfortunately, the truth is, it wouldn't surprise me.
Oh yeah,
it might be.
I'm
shocking,
more surprised that there hasn't been any.
Yeah, that's not good. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
I mean, I get it.
I hate it.
But
well, I think I speak for Single Podcast Theory in saying that we're very happy with the results.
Yeah.
So.
I'll say that.
Great episode this week. Really interesting discussion on Buckle Up. Took me a few listens initially, but really like the song now. As you mentioned this week about t-shirts, I just wanted to flag that I've been keen to get a t-shirt this time. I missed out last time. Anyway, thanks again. Take it easy and stay safe. Tim, Newcastle, Australia.
Yeah.
T-shirts. We were just talking about that. It's like, hope maybe by the time this comes out, I'll have some news on t-shirts. But we're dealing with a company that like sets up sets up our own personal Single Podcast Theory website, and you can just order straight from them. They'll ship it to you, and it's real easy. It's a lot easier than how we did it last time. So I'm just waiting to hear from those people before I can get the website set up, but very soon.
Sweet.
And I will post it. I'll post it on all the stuff, and we'll talk about it next episode.
Right on.
All right. Next. Rich Tremblay reached out. We talked about a metal band, a Christian metal band that I was listening to when I was a kid, and he just pointed out it was Vengeance Rising. And I wanted to give Rich a shout out because when I got this email, I was like, oh, Vengeance Rising. I can't believe I forgot. But I could see like the album cover in my head.
Yeah.
He said he grew up in a Christian home and he listened to that stuff. Tourniquet was another band, and Stryper. I think you mentioned Stryper.
Yeah.
And they're still out there and rocking the Bible.
Stryper?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I said. Yeah. He said a new one had come out recently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I remember Tourniquet vaguely.
Yeah, me too. That was another one.
I remember liking that name. All right, let's see. Thanks, Rich. Who we got next? Chris Davis writing in about Buckle Up. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Before listening to you guys this morning, I thought if there was a gayest as fuck Pearl Jam song, this would be it. But again, listening to you guys changed my tune. Thanks for explaining the lyrics, which if I had checked out before, I would probably have a different opinion. Thanks, Chris. I think it's the only time we'll ever have one of us saying the words gayest as fuck.
Yeah, that really, that just tickled me when I read that.
It tickled you?
Yeah.
I'm just imagining now as a, your grown man head on a baby body, covered in flour, of course.
Yeah.
And tickling yourself.
Right.
Like you got a diaper on, and you're tickling your own belly. That's what I figured.
Yeah. And just saying, gay as fuck.
There it is. Or you don't even say it. You're just laughing about it. It's in your head.
I'm just thinking. There's a word bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
It just says gay as fuck.
Oh man. Okay.
Or I'm laughing so hard that I can't even say the words.
Yeah.
That's what I'm struggling. Struggling.
Mainly, it's about the diaper and the flower. I don't know. Really.
All right. Don't make me laugh, okay? Because.
Yeah, this is going to be a long episode.
All right. Next up, Jacob Tucker, Buckle Up Reaction. Hey, Brads. First, thanks for reading my Vitology email. It was pretty cool hearing my name and thoughts while just casually listening to one of my favorite podcasts. Just wanted to say that Buckle Up has been my least favorite song on Gigaton. In fact, it's the only one I've occasionally taken the time to skip while listening through the album. However, you guys have put it into a whole new context for me. I think it was in the Clint episode where Brad B. mentioned the lyrics maybe speaking to someone having to pull the plug on their mother. When you said that, I went, holy shit, I have to listen to that song more closely. Then in the Buckle Up episode, Lyons described its place in the context of the whole album and called it a palate cleanser. That's the perfect way to describe this song. Ever since then, I've not skipped it and found a way to appreciate it. If they had released it as a standalone single or something, I don't think I would care for it and would be concerned with Pearl Jam's direction. But when listening to the whole album, after rockers like Whoever Said, Superblood, Quick Escape, Never Destination, and Take the Long Way, its quirky weirdness does fit into this album. The way you guys talked about Buckle Up may have brought the whole album, which I already love, up a notch. So thank you. Hope you guys are hanging in there. Keep bringing us the Pearl Jam insight and laughs. All the best, Jacob.
Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that worked for you.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, I'll hear people talking about certain songs that I don't like, and it'll just, like, I'll get a new perspective on it.
Yep.
And I'll listen to it in that light, and I'm like, oh, kind of turned me around on it.
For sure. That's happened quite a few times since we started mm-hmm. this podcast, I feel like.
Yeah.
But thanks again, Jacob. All right, we got the other Chris now. Now we got Chris yes. Thomas. Yeah.
Did you just open the email?
Yeah, I forgot that there was like
right?
the GIF in there.
It's so great.
This is hi, Brad. So I'm laughing. Everyone that obviously can't see what's going on in this email is just a GIF.
Just wait. Just look at him. Look at him.
I know, dude. It's a GIF of Will Ferrell playing the cowbell and that SNL skit. Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult skit. He says, I will ever think, again, this is Chris Thomas. Hi, Brad and Brad. I will forever think of Will Ferrell as Gene Frankel playing the woodblock when I listen to Buckle Up. Maybe someday we'll get a follow-up where Pearl Jam is recording with Bruce Dickinson and they invite a special musician to play the woodblock, Gene, in the studio. I can see it already. Bruce has a fever and the only prescription is more woodblock. I've taken to the porch message boards to try and gain some perspective on the lyric to Buckle Up. One thing surfaced in my brain, especially when thinking about the a boy on her lap, a murderer groomed line. So here goes my conspiracy theory. What if Buckle Up is meant to be a prequel to the Mama Son trilogy? I may be way off base here, but what if this is a hospital, or what if this is the hospital scene after the mother gets away from the biological father and her son witnessing her recovery in a hospital, but is too young to remember this later in life? I'm very sure this is not where Stone was going with the song, but it is something that I found interesting to think about. Forced to endure what I could not forgive, Chris. Yeah, man, I love that. I don't know. I've brought this up before, but him like kind of like coming up with that reminds me of being on. This is back in the day, bro. Okay, mm-hmm. when Lost was actually on TV, you know what I mean? Like it was a current yeah. show, and those fucking message boards that they had.
Yeah,
with everyone's yes. like theories about what was going on yeah. and everything.
Yep,
it's kind of like that. I love it. That's some super yep, nerd
it's
shit.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, maybe Stone, it's rubbed off on Stone all these years later.
Yeah. We got one more?
We got one more. All right. Our next email, our last email is from Lindsay. Hey, Brads, medium time listener and first time email here. I just caught up with all of your episodes after listening for about 18 months. I tried not to rush, so I didn't catch up too quickly. And now it feels strange not being able to put on a new episode whenever I feel like it. I love your podcast, and it's led me back to being a Pearl Jam fan and also devouring everything they've done while I've not really been listening to them. What was I thinking? Back in the 90s, I had copies of Verses and Vitalogy, and I knew the singles from 10, though for some reason, I never owned the album. But it wasn't until two things happened in 2017 that my love for them came back and just started growing. One, unexpectedly seeing Eddie performing Out of Sand at the Roadhouse in Twin Peaks, The Return. And two, watching Into the Wild for the first time, which led me to listen to the brilliant soundtrack. And from there, find your podcast and start listening to everything the band has ever done and lamenting the fact that I had missed it all the time. Now Pearl Jam and Pearl Jam adjacent music is pretty much all I listen to. And thanks to my friend Richard, I have tickets to see them for the very first time in London next year, assuming it does go ahead. And I cannot wait. I live in Scotland, and they have not played here for 20 years, so they are very much overdue a visit here, too. Hopefully one day. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your perfect podcast. Please never stop making more episodes. Hope this hasn't been too rambly and cheesy. See ya, Linz. Man, perfect podcast.
Not cheesy at all.
No, no. It's cool to hear how people come back to the show. I mean, come back to Pearl Jam, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But I like that. I like that we are a part of that.
Hell yeah. And I love that she's going to see her first show.
Yeah.
How fucking awesome is that?
Yeah. Well, and like, if she's saying that she only listens to like Pearl Jam and stuff that's like Pearl Jam now, like that's pretty cool to have all this stuff to listen to now.
I know. It is. I wish I could, like, who was it? Was it maybe Janan or Kate or someone back in the beginning? And they're like, yeah, I never really listened to this record and this record before. And then they did. And it was like, man, I'm so jealous. I wish I could hear Binaural again for the first time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. But, you know, and I know you're not going to leave this out, but she also beautiful art to send to us as well.
Yeah, we were talking to Clint back on episode 151, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this came up. I don't remember exactly how it came up, but if you want to play this little clip, this is what
she basically made an artistic rendition of the audio that you're about to hear. Right.
Right. And I'm going to post this. It should be. I'll post this everywhere.
Okay.
Even the hyenas are accepting that Simba's the new king.
But Brad is dressed in nothing but his leather motorcycle vest and his assless chaps while he's holding up the dog in River Cross's play.
I will send you.
There you go.
Yes. So she recreated me in my leather vest and my assless chaps holding up Dharma. And it's just, it's so good.
You're going to post that, right? Yeah.
Yes. Okay, oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah. But so thank you for that, Linz.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. And thanks to everyone who wrote in. Again, if you want to email the show, it's singlepodcasttheory@gmail.com. We're on social media. And if you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com, patreon.com/singlepodcasttheory. All right. So we're going to talk about album openers. Going to rank them. Mm-hmm. How similar do you think ours is?
Oh, I bet it's very different.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because I started to, about halfway through, I started to see a pattern in my list.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
And I wonder if you also have a pattern, but it's different than my pattern. Does that make sense?
Man, crossing the patterns. Don't know what's going to happen. It's scary. So obviously, so do you remember, this idea came from a listener, did it not?
Yeah, this was an email, I think, from the last episode, and I'm sorry, I forget who it was, but...
Yeah. We're the worst. Email us and say, hey, it was my idea, and then we'll give you a shout out on the next episode.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, they were talking about...
6 weeks.
We hadn't ranked our album openers, and I kind of feel like album openers are just as important in terms of Pearl Jam as set list openers, show openers. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
They've got a thing going on there.
When I was writing all these down, I'm like, this is a really good playlist, you know?
Right.
A quick 11-song playlist. This is pretty badass.
For sure. And again, like, I know we talked about it a little bit at the top, but it was hard for me, or I decided that I was going to make this list based on the song as an opener of its respective record and not my favorite songs that happen to be album openers. Right. So I think that's the only time where it might get interesting. If you're thinking of it in terms of like best songs, that's not what I did here.
Yeah. I tried to do that, but I think I went more with just my favorite songs.
So here's what I'm going to do this time, because I've made this mistake in our ranking episodes before. I've got my list right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're going to do is, should we just both, let's just go in order from number 11 all the way to 1, and we'll both give our 11, both give our 10, and work our way up to number 1s.
Okay.
You want to try it that way?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so my number 11. My number 11 might be shocking, is Whoever Said.
No, I could see that, because it's kind of new and...
Yeah. So what's yours?
Mine is... You're going to hate me.
Oh, boy.
Can't Keep.
I mean, I figured that would be one of the ones that disappointed me. But I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't Keep. At the bottom of the heap for openers. Okay. Now, but is that because it's really more you don't like the song, or you don't like that Riot Act opens with Can't Keep? There's no wrong answer. I just want to know.
Yeah, I think I kind of went with more my personal feelings on it. Because, I don't know. It is a good song to open that album. It kind of sets the tone.
Yeah.
But that's one of my least favorite albums. So
fair enough.
And when I compare it to the rest of these as openers, yeah, I mean.
Okay. You don't love that it just, it like, and again, it's about the record too, and I know you don't love the record, but serving the purpose of an opening song for a record, like that song is how you would describe that record, I feel like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension on that record. Pretty raw. Okay. I'm not going to try and change your mind or anything. But let's see here. All right. So for number 10, what's your number 10?
My number 10 is Gonna See My Friend.
Ooh, we matched up.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Backspacer.
Yeah. And the thing is I really like that song, though. For some reason, it doesn't come to my mind as an album opener.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It kind of like because that album's kind of all over the place. It's like you said, it doesn't feel like a good opening album. I'd be honest with you, when I went through to make sure I got each one right,
yeah,
I was kind of surprised, like, I guess that is the opening song on that album.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
I almost forgot that song. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, that's interesting. All right, cool. We both got number 10. So my number one, dum-dum-dum. or my number nine. What? I'm sorry, my number nine.
Okay, yes,
is nine. Is well, you'll know why I accidentally said the other number is Once.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm.
I figured that might be one that bummed you out.
Well, I'm going to kind of break the format, but I'll just tell you my number eight was Once. So
we're not that far off
right there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Well, hold on. Give me your number nine.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Sorry. My number nine is Life Wasted.
Okay.
Again, because as an album opener, it doesn't, I don't like, I wish that the reprise, I know a reprise goes after the song, but the reprise would be cool as an opening track.
It's funny, you and I just swapped eights and nines. So,
oh, really?
Because my number eight is Life Wasted.
Okay, good. All right. So we could talk about Once and Life Wasted all in the same conversation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here. But yeah, that's, I just feel like Life Wasted, kind of like Gonna See My Friend. It doesn't fit as an opener. And I think the reprise would sound cool. Maybe not as an opening track on an album, but it would sound cool before Life Wasted.
See, and this is one of those areas where we're very similar in our ranking for this song, but I fucking love this song, and I love it as an opener.
Yeah.
It's just that, I'll be honest with you, for me, with the exception of one, maybe, everything I list from here on out is, I think, are banger openers.
Totally. I'm right there with you.
And Life Wasted is part of that group. I love it as an opener. Mm. So we do differ in that.
I like the lyrics. I think I've said this before. I like the lyrics to Life Wasted. I don't like, I'm not in love with the song.
Sure. Man, there's so many parts of the, I mean, I love the main riff, the and the that section.
I do like that
so
part.
Fucking
I do.
Great.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Once? We'll get into Once a little bit as an album opener.
I think that when that record was out, it was the only record out, you know, because we can remember back then. Mm-hmm. And as an experience, the first time, not the first time hearing Pearl Jam, but the first time hearing, listening to their record, and it's starting with Master Slave, and then that guitar line comes in, and then the drums, that was amazing. But I feel like if you look at, I guess it is a hindsight thing, but I feel like every opener after 10 totally represents their, we're either hitting you real fucking hard or it's going to be a slow burn open. There's no in betweens Once. And I feel like in hindsight, it just doesn't, again, it's cool to hear it as the first time, but if you're looking at opening a record compared to some of the other tracks on other albums, I think it's too middle of the road.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way, which is, like you said, you thought it was going to bother me that you had it so low.
Right.
I mean, it kind of like, it didn't bother me that I had it so low, but I was kind of like, I kind of had a moment like, I'm growing.
I know, right?
Maybe I'm seeing why you have the whole album 10 lower down.
Yeah.
On your list.
Right. Okay, so let's see. What's your number seven? Okay.
So number seven for me is Break or Fall.
Okay. All right. That sounds exactly like what I would expect from you. Just kidding. My number seven, again, I fucking love this song, is Getaway.
Mm.
I kind of feel like our number sevens are like, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably switch those two. Again, this now we're getting into the territory of, for me anyway, which song, which of these songs do I just love?
Right.
So kind of ranking these songs by my personal.
Oh, okay.
This middle section. Gotcha. I think the first, we might be close on our first couple ones.
Our number one is probably the same, right? I mean,
probably.
Okay. All right. So Breaker Fall is number 7 for you. Getaway is number 7 for me. I think they're in the middle of my list because compared to the rest of the openers, they're great, but they're kind of in the middle of the list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you have to compare it to the other ones.
That's what I mean. Like, great song. I love it.
Yep.
But not as an opener. I don't think it's as strong as an opener as my first 5 or 6.
Right. Well, I feel like now maybe this is where our list might diverge a little bit, maybe, because you've got...
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my number 6 is Can't Keep.
Okay.
What's your number 6?
Wow, wait. That's surprising to me.
Why?
Because I know how much you love that song.
Yeah.
And we just kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
So my number 6 is Whoever Said.
Oh, giving the new some love.
Yeah, totally.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I do love that song. And I think it fits really well as an opening song to that album.
Right.
Because I don't know where you could drop that in somewhere else on Gigaton.
Yeah, I think it would fuck up the flow for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. My Whoever Said is at the end of my list, or Whoever Said is at the end of my list, because I think it's just more about a time thing. It might.
Yeah, it's just almost move too up new the list. To even. Right.
But I can't compare it to almost anything else yet as an opener. Mm. So, all right. So what's your number 5?
My number 5 is Getaway.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love how high up the list it was for you.
Yeah. Again, I love that song. And I mean, we keep saying it. That's a good opening track.
Fuck yeah, it is.
For Lightning Bolt. You know, those first, 4 or 5 songs flow so well together. And Getaway kicks it off.
Yeah. Well, my number 5 is Breaker Fall.
Okay.
So I guess we weren't that far off from each other.
Yeah, again.
Actually, we swapped those Getaway. Again.
We swapped those two, yeah. That's funny.
All right. Breaker Fall, I don't know, man. I just have, for me as an opener, that one was really impactful. There's something about, I got lots of love for Binaural for lots of different reasons. And I think that was just I liked that when I popped that record on in my car, and I was living in Nashville at the time, and I was on 440. I remember it. And hearing that song for the first time coming out of the speakers of the new Pearl Jam record. And I was fucking psyched. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So my number 4 is Sometimes.
Boom.
Is yours too?
Yes.
No shit.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Sometimes. Man, it's just like burned in my brain when I first got that album.
Yeah.
And putting that on, and it's this slow fucking burn.
Yep.
You know?
See,
and there's weird, it's like weird sounds, and it's just like, I don't know.
I think it was in context too, why it's such a powerful opener, because this is the opening song on the record coming off the heels of 3 massive records.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And everyone wants to know what's happening next. And then that song comes through your speakers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And you're expecting
a last exit or a go.
Well, yeah, right? That's, you come off of once, go and last exit. Yep. And then they bring it down
fucking
real slow. Yeah. It's so cool that that opens that album. And that goes back to what I was saying about No Code is kind of all over the place. So,
yeah,
kind of like a palate cleanser, I guess.
Well,
like, forget the last three albums.
Yes.
We're going in there a different direction.
Yeah.
And we're going in this is not a metal opening track like the first three albums. Not that those were metal, but I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah. They're not pandering to anybody by putting Sometimes as the opening track to what a lot of people would consider their weirdest record.
Right.
Even though it's our favorite. Yeah, I still, that song kind of gives me chills every time I hear it. It's so quiet. And part of it, you have to, you know, have to admit is the effect of how quiet Sometimes is. And it kind of makes you, if you're in the car or whatever, it kind of makes you turn your volume up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then Hail fucking kicks in and
right.
almost scares the shit out of you, you know?
Right.
I love that.
And there's some like explosion effect in the background, right? Not like a bomb going off, but there's a slow like rumble.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit going on back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of noise and shit. Love it. All right. So what's your number three? God, are we gonna have the same list?
I bet I have a feeling 1, 2, 3,
holy
four
shit.
Are all gonna be
they
the
might
same.
Be. Yeah. All right, what's your number three?
My number three is Brain of Jay.
Oh, okay. All right. We're close, man. We're close. So my number three is Go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I know what's happening now. So we swapped our twos and threes. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You got Brain of Jay is your two.
And so Go is your number two?
Yes.
Okay. God, if you were going to say, never mind. All right.
Right. Okay. So what are we on, three?
Technically, but we've swapped ours.
No,
again.
Five. Okay, yeah.
So it's number twos and threes. You had Go at number two and Brain of Jay at number three, and I have Brain of Jay at number two and Go at number three. So pretty lined up there.
All right. Right. Yeah, Brain of Jay is just, I mean, that it's funny. We were just talking about like the first three albums, and then Sometimes it's such a slow burn. And that turned people off that whole album. And Yield is kind of considered their return to form.
Right.
And they kick it off with fucking Brain of Jay, of course.
You're goddamn right they do.
So, yeah. So
love it.
That's.
So, but hold on a second. How,
yeah.
How, why did Go beat out Brain of Jay for you?
Man, I just think. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
that's just your
I
gut.
Think that just comes that, yeah, it just comes down to like my personal which of those two songs do I like more? Cuz that's kind of that's the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I hear
in
you.
My mind. You know, like these two those two Go and Brain of Jay, great fucking knock your socks off opening track. We're going to come out and just fucking drive right through your head.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to pick which one's better than the other. So in that instance, I'm going with which song do I like more?
Right. And I think for me, the answer, it's kind of the same as for me, it's Brain of Jay though.
Yeah. Well, it's really close though.
Sure.
You know, I need a tiebreaker for the tiebreaker because I like both those songs so much.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's just get to it then. I mean, we both obviously picked Last Exit for our number ones.
Right.
How can you fucking not?
Right.
Holy shit. I mean, we almost don't need to talk about that song because we've probably talked about it fucking much. But maybe not as much as like Hail Hail or something. I feel like you and I have talked about that song a ton.
Yeah, we do talk about Hail Hail a lot. No, but dude, I mean, it's burned in my brain, that snare drum. I mean, that's what I think of.
Dude. are you the just it's so huge. It's just all now I'm getting into engineer nerd speak, but it's just all room mics and just fucking I don't know, man. That was a very another one of those very specific experiences, remembering hearing those sounds and that weird them kind of like dicking around before he right, slams into that
of the little jazzy tuning up or whatever they're doing, and then just gawk.
Well, and that's the thing too, is they kind of do that trick that they in a different way that they did with sometimes into Hail Hail, in the sense that at the beginning it still gets me sometimes where like I'll start Vitology. And, you know, it's a fade in to them dicking around. But even once it sounds like, oh, it's as loud as it's going to go, it's like my brain's like, no. And so I go ahead and turn it up more. Mm-hmm. And the way they did the mastering was like, well, that's not the level of the record. But when that snare hits,
right.
It's like,
right.
Same thing. It's like, oh, fuck. It's like they made you turn the volume up. So yeah. That when it hits you hard, you know?
It's like when you're watching TV and the commercials come on and they're 10 times as loud as mm-hmm. the show you're watching.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they, you know.
Well, you know, these lists are fun. But, yeah. I mean, look at this list of songs, no matter what order you put it in. That's the thing.
Right. Man. That's what I was saying. This is a really good, man, this would be a great, like, intro playlist to someone that's never heard Pearl Jam, or someone that's like, yeah, I've heard all the hits. What else you got? Because that's like, that's like Pink Floyd for me. I've heard all the hits songs on the radio, and I know they have 10 times as many album cuts.
Yeah.
So I need, you know, I need to hear the other stuff that I haven't heard 100 times that I don't like. And this would be a great list to give to somebody.
It's actually true. Because there's no, they're all deep cuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No singles to be found. Of course, I don't even know what that means with a band like Pearl Jam.
Right.
I mean, I know there are official singles and stuff, but that stuff doesn't really apply anymore. Well, what else, man? I mean, I still am a little... And forgive me if we already covered this earlier, but I meant to kind of flag this in my own head. Can't Keep right. at the bottom of the fucking heap. And I know I'm the I love Can't Keep guy. But
right.
even with that, and
yeah,
you,
I mean,
the way you described Sometimes is exactly how I would describe Can't Keep too, as far as an opener.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I mean, I think that's where my personal bias comes in. Okay. I'll admit that. I probably should have put, like, Gonna See My Friend.
Yeah, the one that you said forgot was even an album opener.
Right.
You put Can't Keep below that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, if we want to go back and amend my list, I could probably
swap
those two out.
I just want to be able to sleep tonight, man.
Right.
That's all it is.
Okay, well, yeah. I love that we have, like, we both think... No Code. No Code's our favorite album, right? It's your favorite album.
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah.
I forget sometimes. Ugh.
Well,
I just think it's cool that was Sometimes was the one we both lined up with.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. What if, let me ask you this while we're talking about openers. Mm-hmm. What if they had opened Vitology with like Bugs?
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Could you imagine getting that CD home at the time? Bugs was the first thing that came on.
Yeah.
Fuck oh that.
I'd be like, what is this?
I mean,
this is the wrong album.
Dude, that would be such a fucking train wreck. Because the funny thing is now, I actually love those songs. when I'm listening to the whole record.
Yeah.
Now I actually have kind of...
All the weirdo songs?
Turned full circle, and I do not fast forward through or skip any of that shit now. I love it.
Right.
In context of the record. Mm. Of course, I would never just go, man, I really want to listen to Bugs right now.
Yeah.
But in context of the record. Anyway, that was a little bit of a tangent, but that would have been them going real hard. Opening it up with...
yeah. Oh, yeah. You think the backlash on no code? Yeah. I could see Ark on Riot Act.
Actually, that could have been an opener. You're right.
Yeah, I mean...
For sure.
Especially the meaning behind that song being, you know, a tribute.
Sure. Absolutely. Well... We did it, man.
Mm-hmm.
We ranked for them openers. That was a fun light one. I feel like we've had a lot of heavy, you know.
Yeah, kind of.
We're talking about new record tracks and, you know.
Yeah, murders. This was kind of an old school SBT episode.
Yeah. Loose, off the cuff, just two dudes. One dude with... What sounds like emphysema?
Yeah, hopefully this will be gone next time we talk.
Oh, dude, if not, you need to go to the hospital.
I mean, you did say I sounded kind of sexy. I can do the sexy thing with my voice now, or more.
I'm telling you, more sexy. Now you need some money. You need some cash for Christmas. Go start yourself a little Barry White cover band.
Yeah.
You could do that shit. Hey, girl. Come on, try it out.
Yeah. Hey, girl. You know I love you. I just want to show you.
The funny thing
much.
Is that you're.
I don't know any other
It's
song.
The right register.
Can't get enough of you. What is it? What is it? What does he say? Can't get enough of you, baby? What's that? Like the
big, I don't remember.
The big one.
You've got the register, like the range, right? You've got the gravelly. Right? But you still sound like you're asking a question. You don't have the confidence or the swagger that comes with the Barry White.
Hey, girl, would you like to go on a date?
Exactly. Like, I picture every one of those lines that you just said as a text message with the emoji where your hands are up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you like me? Hey, girl.
You want to spend some time?
Yeah. Hey, girl, you want to go get some coffee or something or whatever? No big deal.
That just sounded like you're dumb.
Well, that's how I do it, man.
That's how you disarm them. They're like, oh, he's right. Harmless. Yeah. What an idiot. Exactly. He's fine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then boom, you hit him with that swagger. That Brad B. swagger. You start coughing on them. They love it. They love it when you cough on them.
Hold on a second.
Especially during a respiratory pandemic.
To walk away. Hey, hold on. Yeah, it's not COVID. I swear. I don't think it's COVID. It might be COVID.
You might want to get tested.
But if we both have it, then it's cool.
Exactly.
Then we can be together.
We'll quarantine
together. We can be together forever. Yeah. We can be together forever. You know, the next 2 weeks.
Or forever.
Right.
Oh, shit, man. Pandemics.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
So funny.
This a wealth of jokes to come.
You got to laugh to keep from crying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
If I've said that once, I've said it 1,000 times. Well, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right.
You need to get some rest. You need to take the vitamins.
Gotta rest these vocal cords.
You rest those sweet pipes.
Sorry. I didn't get to the mute button in time for that one.
That's okay. You need, let one sneak out there every once in a while for some sympathy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to mail you some soup.
Are you going to cut out all my heavy breathing, my phlegmy breathing?
I hope so.
What do you call that? What do you, that sound that, you know, the, what did you call it? The rasp? Oh, the wheeze.
The wheeze.
You said I was wheezing.
Sounds like.
You said I was wheezing.
It's your body's death rattle.
Right.
Brad B's.
It's a sign. Brad B's trying to tell me something.
Brad B's swan song is a. is a kind of emphysematic, is that a word? Cough.
Yeah. If there's any weird like dropouts of me, it's because I'm muting the microphone this week.
Yeah, if you hear there's one but extended I tried to make one, it, I, and oh, it was really? Because you literally coughed up a whole lung and had to put it back in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I do that for the headphone listeners out there.
This is kind of the end of the show thing where we should do things to just to see how far people really listen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we can talk. We can keep talking. I don't mind. I'm on vacay, bro.
I'm not.
Let's talk. What's... I'm sorry. You sounded so sad when you said that.
I'm so not
so sad, on vacation. So sad direct.
I so
I'm not
have
bitch.
To, I so
I'm
have
not
to,
motherfucker.
I so have to keep working after we get done with this, unfortunately. Until Thursday. Yeah. For the giving of the thanks.
Mm.
And then I'll have a couple days off, I think. Hell yeah.
Good.
Hell
see,
yeah.
I got to go back to work on Black Friday in a
dude,
retail
I'm
environment.
Out of that retail game, son.
Oh,
fuck that.
I'm not.
I'm sure I'll end up back there again soon.
No, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Don't,
just go.
Dude, don't. Save yourself. Save yourself. Please.
Leave me. You go.
I'll take it for you.
Brad B's going to keep working at Lowe's for me. Keep shitting in crisper drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, that's all I want from you. Just don't go changing, man. Keep shitting in crisper drawers. Keep it metal. Keep shitting in crisper drawers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to come up with like a bumper sticker for you. I'm mm-hmm. almost there.
Mm-hmm. How about hashtag no shit shame?
You're going to start a whole movement on
dude, I want to.
Fecal
want
positivity.
To. Yeah. Well, you know, my whole life I've been shit shamed by how long it takes me to be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I want to start a movement to stop shaming those of us that
take a ridiculous amount of time.
Yeah.
I love how I say a ridiculous amount of time and you went a little well, extra time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a few extra
but
hours to really make sure.
Look, it's my body. And it's
going
to do what it's going to do.
You're right. You're right.
I can't help that.
No, I mean, what you put into your body has nothing to do with how it comes out. It's fine. You just keep doing what you do, man.
Hashtag stop the shame.
Oh,
hashtag
man.
No more shit shame.
Yeah, let's make this go viral, everybody.
Yes.
That'll be how we know whether people listen this far into the episode or not. Whether or not shit hashtag shit shaming is or no shit shaming is trending on Twitter tomorrow. Let's make that happen, everybody.
But unfortunately, neither one of us is on social media anymore.
I know. But that's the fun of it. Just see if you can, you know, start
if
that
it
fire.
If it gets that big and it gets back to us without us having a social media presence, then we really know we've hit on something.
Yeah, we know.
I can't be the only one.
We've really got our
finger the shame.
On the pulse of the culture, I think. You know? That's us.
I was in a gas station once and I had to go and I was in there for a long time and like somebody, they thought, a group of guys came into the gas station and were like knock banging on the bathroom door and then making fun of me because they thought I was one of their buddies.
Oh.
So they were like making fun of their buddy taking forever in the bathroom.
Meanwhile,
pretty,
you're just trying
pretty
to take
awkward.
Care of your IBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I got to walk out the walk of shame. To this line of dudes.
Yeah. Hashtag no shit shamed. Come on, bro. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this time of year, Thanksgiving, there's going to be a lot of people that have to take a long shit and a lot of shit shaming going on. And I would just like to get the word out there.
There's lots of people. And we just need to name it. What's, you know, like geese have flocks. What's a group of people that are, you know, group bonded together by their shit shame?
A dump.
A constipation. A constipation of dump. Humans.
A dump. A dump.
No.
Of men.
No. 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 I'm sticking with a constipation.
Constipation. That's pretty good.
Well,
a bowl.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you've made it this far, we love you and we don't apologize at all. Brad's gonna go die. So until next week, I'm Brad Lyons.
And I'm Brad Blazek saying, no time to question why nothing lasts.
Okay, now you just go sleep. And don't talk anymore.
I did so good. You did good. You didn't make me laugh to the very fucking end.
I know, it was really hard. It was really hard. Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.